here to wrap up KER Politics. Got Dr. Frieda Birnbaum with me. We're going to talk about Frieda's view of the United States past and future. I'm pretty concerned myself. Frieda and I have talked about this a bit off mic, and I'm very concerned about what's going on in our country. I personally feel that it all centers around moral values, but I'm not telling Dr. Frieda what to say. What do you think is going on with America today, Frieda?
Well, you're absolutely right. That and other factors. You know, we're suffering economically. We're going in the wrong direction. And the household income actually is falling behind the cost of living. So people are really scared. Will they have food on the table? And also the nation's top politicians and the political parties are really very unpopular today, more than ever. And there's very lack of interest in the upcoming midterms as well. So, you know, when Americans were asked to describe where they believe America is today, well, the top answers were struggling, lost, negative. There wasn't anything positive going on at all. And there were some of the findings that a new view from NBC, a poll that they just recently took, showed that Biden's approval rate is lower than 40%. So you go. It's really decreasing, and 72% of the people say the country's headed in the wrong direction. So we can't look away from this. It's really obvious that the population here is feeling the pressures of what's going on in our society. And I don't even have to tell anybody that, you know, with the virus, the election integrity, social and racial injustice that's going on, and then the climate change, jobs, the economy, I mean, you name it, there's so much thrown at us that we are in a really bad state. But what's interesting about this, I just represented the Democrats. This is what they're saying. The Republicans really are looking for a border security with immigration, taxes, and spending and the cost of living. So they're more into capitalistic point of views, and the Democrats really are looking for help from the government. And I think we're going in that direction.
So you think the Democrats would do okay if they got back in power? Or no, I'm sorry, you mentioned the Republicans first. What would you kind of like to see happen in terms of the elections coming up?
Well, we definitely need a president that's going to function.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a puppet here. I wonder how much of Obama is involved and Pelosi is involved, and who knows who else is involved. I mean, the other day I saw him shaking hands with someone that wasn't there. So it's getting really very scary. And then, you know, we're heading into a situation also where the white is not going to be a majority, that the Hispanic and the minorities will be the majority population. And this is according to the Census Bureau. So when we're looking at this, the votes are going to change. And people who need help are going to ask for help from the government. And so we're going more into democratic, social type of political points of view. And we're really going to face a crisis because, you know, that Biden really exasperated all these policies as well with Putin, the war, our economy. We have large national debt. There's corrupt police. There's terrible education system and letting in immigrants. So, you know, how bad can he get? What else is he going to do that's going to bring this country down?
Well, I think it's going to take a stronger president. I think this country, what the country really needs, number one, this is probably an impossibility in light of recent events. And I think the country needs, you know, cooperation from both sides of the aisle. But I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think it's going to happen. And that's a damn shame.
It's true. And, you know, it's interesting because capitalism is still the preferred economic system in our country because you have the initiative and the drive, less depression, the research has shown as well. And the masses are being represented in a way that they can be productive. And then, of course, the economy and socialism is a little part of that because the government does help out the public as well. So we have both for ourselves, both sides of the coin. And it seems to be that that's what's worked for us the best. And this is what we need to strive for. We don't have the option, because when people don't have any kind of ability to demonstrate that they're entrepreneurs, scientists, doctors, to stand out in any way, they get depressed. I mean, research has shown that. So there's nothing in it that says it's good not to have to strive to have a better lifestyle, to be contented and to be equal. There's no drive there. And what happens after a while, there's loss of interest and other things as well. So to keep this kind of capitalistic environment is extremely important for everyone. Even people who are in need of government help will be better off if in any way they could help themselves, because they will strive to be better, not just to be mundane and have a life of low stress, but low accomplishments and really nothing much to look forward to.
Well, I have to say, coming from a clinical psychologist, I think that's a pretty good point of view. I agree 100% with you, and I don't have the education that you do, but I think we need a little bit of, idealistically speaking, we need help in the sense that people have to, for lack of better terms, they really have to understand that the future is in their hands. It's not in the hands of the government. I personally feel, and interestingly enough, other people feel the same way, that one of the biggest disincentives in America, I mentioned moral values, Frieda, but I got to tell you, I think an even bigger disincentive is a high welfare system. People, and I don't necessarily mean welfare for people who need it, but I mean truly need it on the one hand. And I have to tell you, I think the system right now, the Democrats, in my opinion, are truly taking advantage of the weak side of the electorate. And I wish the electorate would understand that. How do you feel about that statement?
Well, the Democrats care about the votes. Let's face it. Do they really care about the people? Are they really doing something to uplift our society? We keep going downhill. What is this really about? Are we able to trust the voting system at all? It's corrupt. So where do we really go with it? Democrats, you know, have the wrong name. Democrats does not mean democracy. If anything, they feel they rule, that they're in charge of everybody, but they're really not. They're going in a place where people are not going to be able to travel. They're not going to be able to have perks. We're going to be on this level of complacency. So what are we really? Do we really have a democracy with Democrats? 100% not. They are the most corrupt. The things that they do behind the scene, the way they got the votes in, everything has been in such a place that we need to really be able to reassess what the political arena in our government really is. And, you know, when we look at the way our government has been run, and that made sense in the past, it may not make sense anymore. We have different needs. And people are looking to see how they can enhance their life. And in no way will their lives be enhanced with higher taxes, with lack of any kind of incentive to make a difference in our society. And I can tell you one thing, our society is going to become very much like other societies. Not what the leadership in America is today.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to agree with you 100%. We're going to talk again on this subject, Frieda, and what I would like to do is I'd like you to put on your thinking cap and basically come up with what you think might be some solutions. I'm a little bit reticent to say what I'm about to say, but to take out the word reticent, I'm going to do it. I think we need a very strong president. And I think right now, in my opinion, that would probably either have to be Trump or DeSantis. Everybody else, in my opinion, is truly out for themselves. The woman who is just a heartbeat away from the presidency, I think, is truly nothing but a false politician out for her own interest. Dr. Birnbaum, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.